Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on a 105.3 The Fan. Are you ready for the first Dane Brugler mock draft of the 2025 draft season here on your home of the Cowboys? You're about to get it. You are about to get it.
Give me
right
the business.
Now. You guys ready for this?
You kidding
okay,
me?
Okay, we got a two-rounder. Woo! So it's not just who the Cowboys take at 12. Titans take Cam Ward, Miami quarterback, with the first pick. Do you guys agree with that?
They haven't studied the quarterbacks yet, have they?
Just Shador. That's the only one I've seen.
Just avoiding the quarterbacks.
Yep.
Abdul Carter is gone with the second pick to the Browns. Makes sense.
Yeah, sure he's does. He reminds me very much of a current player here in the system we've seen with Jared Verse from Florida State that plays with the Rams. That type of player.
Carter more speed. And Garrett. Watch out, quarterbacks.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's a hell of a tandem. Yeah.
The Giants snag Travis Hunter at 3. That stinks. I don't care what side of the ball he's playing on. That you know, Giants starting to put together some pretty good players. We'll see if they can get a quarterback, get it figured out. Would you be passing on the opportunity to get a QB, though, if you're the Giants there at 3?
I wonder what's going to happen in the second round on these quarterbacks with the top of the list there. You know, at the top of the round, they might wait. Might be a team that wants to jump back in there, too, with the Giants, something maybe at the back end. But, I think that – I don't know how you pass on Hunter there. I think the quarterbacks are so – iffy right now. I can see a bridge player being there.
Patriots at 4 obviously need a wide receiver, and they go with the guy who's electrifying but not fast, McMillan from Arizona.
I love Ted McMillan. 6'5", dude is massive, wide catch radius.
Smooth.
It's very smooth.
Powerful, too.
Really good route runner. I've seen comps to like Drake London. I watched him and I saw a less fast Mike Evans. I mean, the dude catches everything.
The Jags take maybe the best corner after Travis Hunter, Will Johnson, Michigan. Shador's gone at 6 to the Raiders. No surprise there. Mason Graham's off the board with the Jets. This is Dane Brugler's mock draft here. Mm-hmm. The Panthers, Jalen Walker, edge Georgia. The Saints taking the safety, Malachi Starks, Georgia. That's a player that I would have liked to see at 12, but he's off the board. So is Josh Simmons to the Bears. They got themselves a new tackle there, the Ohio State Buckeye, to help protect Caleb Williams there.
Best tackle in the draft.
It's a good pick.
The Niners taking the Missouri tackle guard, Membu, right ahead of you.
That's a reach on my half right there.
I haven't even studied him yet. This is a fresh name that's starting to be talked about here earlier in the draft than I anticipated.
Which leaves on the board for the Cowboys now a somewhat interesting collection of players. The LSU tackle guard, Will Campbell, that might be your pick. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ashton Gentry is out there. Shamar Stewart, the defensive lineman from A&M, is still on the board. So is Michael Williams, the edge from Georgia. But he has the Cowboys going with Luther Burden, the third wide receiver out of Missouri, saying the Cowboys have to find more answers in the passing game outside of CeeDee Lamb. Explosive threat, all three levels. Does his best work with the ball in his hands, becoming a running back after the catch. Would you like that pick? Do you think it's among the realistic possibilities, Brian, for the Cowboys?
I think it absolutely is a realistic possibility. I think you mentioned about Campbell. Banks was not mentioned, I don't think, in some of the picks.
Nope. Well, Campbell's still there. Yeah. Kelvin Banks still there.
So you're looking at potentially a tackle or a guard. I think that Banks is a guard myself. That's how I view him. I'd be interested to see what the Cowboys do. We'll kind of dig that out. But, yeah, I don't think that you take Burden right there, and I think you'd be really, really happy If any other thing would be one of those offensive linemen, I think I would take Banks over Campbell myself if I didn't have a chance at that wide receiver.
Igbuka still on the board there, obviously. Yeah. I know you like him a lot, Wolchuk.
I'd go Igbuka over Burden personally, but I understand the upside with Burden and the playmaking ability after the catch. Both of them are good yak guys. Burden can be special, though. I mean, he's got the speed, the start-stop quickness. He is special as a playmaker once you put the ball in his hands. A bigger version of Kevontae Turpin, in a sense.
Yeah, Brugler calls him a running back after the catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and watching him play, I would absolutely love that. You know, I think, though, I would be building more long-term, and I would be leaning offensive lineman unless all my scouts were telling me this guy is so much better. You know, we have a higher grade on him. We can't go for need here. And plus, wide receiver is a big need. If that's the best player on your board, you stand up and take him, and you get excited as a Cowboys fan.
You said, though, that Jeanty had not been picked, right?
Yeah, no, he went Jeanty's to Denver at 20.
Okay, see, this is where, okay, and I'm just going to say this. And I understand where we are in team building and running backs and all these things. Yeah, it is an absolute deep draft for running backs, no question. I would be interested to see if we got to 12 that if Jeanty, I would think he would be their best player on their board. That's where I think. And if that's the case, then I wonder how, you know, usually you don't want to jump tags. Usually you don't want to, you know, if you put a guy there, you put him where you would take him. And you don't want to window dress your board either, but I bet you when they get to 12, if he's there, he will probably be the best player on their board. If they take somebody else, my gut feeling is they jump to tag. Would be my guess.
The only indication we got is that, you know, they moved on from Pollard, and was it Gelkin who right before he left, he said the Cowboys have sort of change their view at running back, and I don't know if that was for 2024 or if that's going forward. Did they change the positional value and how they look at it?
Johnson from Iowa, Hampton from North Carolina, Henderson from Ohio State, Scataboo from Arizona State, Sampson from Tennessee, Harvey from Central Florida, Junkins from Ohio State, Neal from Kansas. It's a long list, and it goes to the
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If they want to pass on a runner at 1, there's quality runners in the 2nd, 3rd round, and Neal I have in the 4th.
DJ okay. Giddens, Kansas State.
Dane did note at 20 when he put Jeanty with the Broncos, saying, should Jeanty fall this far? Of course not, but if Dallas decides to pass, there aren't many obvious landing spots for him.
There you go.
In the top 18.
Which is why if this scenario fell, you have 2 tackles that go right ahead of you with Simmons and Membu. Simmons, the offensive tackle from Ohio State, Membu, the offensive tackle slash guard from Mizzou. If I'm the Cowboys and I'm looking at how this is falling, I'm hoping a team wants to call up, jump the Dolphins maybe for a tackle. Maybe somebody wants Will Campbell. Maybe somebody wants Kelvin Banks Jr. And I want to slide on back because I got a list of guys that I'd be interested in. I've got them kind of all around that same clump range right now.
You're interested in liking Green, the edge from Marshall at that time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're doing.
I would love me some Mike Green, who unfortunately goes to Washington. And that would be a nightmare to deal with for the foreseeable future if he ends up with Dan Quinn in Washington.
Okay, we jump down to the second round then, and Dane Brugler here at 44 for the Cowboys. You have Jahdae Barron on the board there, Wolchuk. I know you're a big fan. So is the Florida State cornerback Thomas. But Dane going with the runner at Ohio State, Travion Henderson, to the Cowboys at 44. Would that be something you guys would love?
Yeah, no, like? I have no problem with Henderson. That would just, but I think if Johnson from Iowa or Hampton from North Carolina was there, but I don't know if those two have been gone.
Johnson went in the first round. Okay. He had two running backs in the first. He had Caleb Johnson off the board already.
I would take Hampton. Oh, I'd take Hampton over Henderson if it was me right now.
And I think Hampton went right before you to the Raiders at 37.
Okay, then I would. Then now the thing is open for Henderson. But I have a first round grade on Barron, the corner.
Same.
And I would take him over the running back at that point.
The scouting department has been good at finding defensive backs on day three. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how much you would look at that, but you know, if I don't get another offensive lineman in the first round, I feel like I really want to get him in the second round or at late the third round, because by the time we're on day three with offensive linemen, I mean, you're mostly talking about projects, aren't you? You know, and we, yes, we haven't looked at the defensive line, yeah, either. Is Osa gone? Do we have a sure, you know, a pass rusher there?
Yeah, I have
do
a third round linebacker. Yeah, I have a third round three technique for you. Norman Lott. It's a hyphenated name from Tennessee that you need to take a look at. That would be pretty good there. Sanders from South Carolina would be in the mix as well as a three technique.
Yeah,
and then also Noland from Ole Miss is another guy that I would look at.
Okay. It is the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to the GOAT, Dane Brugler there, the king of the media scouts anyway. And he's, you know, been producing this beast publication every year for years and has so many players in it for you, and we always look forward to his content. Okay. And that's obviously Brian's the godfather.
Oh, no,
of scouts.
No,
he's a former NFL scout.
Dane Brugler, I'm really surprised. He's done such a great job in his career. I'm surprised a team hadn't picked him up. I really am. I mean, but he loves doing the media. He loves doing the work. But, man, he would have been a really, really good scout for somebody if they would have given him the chance.
You guys want some under-the-radar head coach candidates? How about Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph? Okay, this is our friend David Howman over there at Blogging the Boys put together this list for us. Ravens special teams coordinator Chris Horton. There's only one special team coordinator currently sitting as a head coach who came from that background, but that's John Harbaugh.
Yeah, we hired him at Philly.
As the special teams coordinator?
Yeah, Lombardi hired him. Lombardi found him and hired him for Philly, yeah.
He says, you know, you're just kind of tapping into the Ravens organizational greatness and, you know, being mentored from John Harbaugh and all that. Cardinals defensive coordinator Nick Rollis, youngest coordinator in the NFL at 31 years old, just finished his second season running the defense. Longtime confidant of Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon. But he's steeped in defensive schemes and he's learned from both Zimmer and Vic Fangio, two of the most respected defensive minds out there. How about Browns running backs coach Deuce Staley? That would definitely be, an outside type of candidate, and a former Eagle as well. You'd have to consider that.
I think that would be very much like hiring Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
I don't think that would go very well.
Lions offensive line coach Hank Fraley. I know that one would get Chief excited, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, as a head coach, I don't know. Obviously, that he might be in over his skis a little bit there. But in terms of, like, I would guess he is going to be the guy that replaces Ben Johnson as the play caller with the Lions if Ben Johnson leaves there. So,
or if they get Mark Brunell to stay at quarterback coach.
Mm.
Detroit.
Yeah, you know, then maybe Fraley goes with Ben Johnson. I don't know. Yeah. But I think Fraley's a beast when it comes to designing rushing attacks. There's no question.
How about the Brian Johnson angle? He's assistant head coach with Washington.
Did he get let go to Philly?
Oh, so that was the Philly guy. He's got a relationship with Dak, coached him at Mississippi State. I was very intrigued with Brian Johnson, but I don't know that he's quite ready for a head coaching job yet.
Yeah, Prescott has remained close with Johnson, especially since he arrived in the East. Landing Johnson would guarantee a strong head coach-quarterback relationship and one of the up-and-coming coaches in the NFL. Yeah, last time around, Johnson was a really hot name. Was that a couple of years ago or maybe after?
It was right before last year. They gave him the play-calling duties with the Eagles, and he was one and done. It just didn't go well.
Top 10 at 420 is coming up next. Zach, where are you taking it?
It's a special day. It's National Bagel Day. What are the top 10 bagel flavors in the U.S. of A? That's next in the nation.